Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
On 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Internet providers promise small businesses a lot. Let's hear who really delivers more. Comcast Business offers fast gig speeds across our network. Verizon doesn't. We offer more complete reliability with up to 8 hours of 4G wireless network backup to keep your business connected. Verizon, not so much. We offer 35 voice features that businesses care about and solutions that grow with your business so you never miss a call. Verizon, no way. Clearly, Comcast Business gives you more. Call 1-800-501-6000 to get internet on our reliable gig speed network. Plus, you can add voice and TV for $34.90 more per month.
Offer ends 3/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to one voice line and basic TV on one outlet. Requires Comcast Business Internet at additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. Connection Pro restrictions apply. Minimum term agreement required. Call for details.
Don't replace the carpets. Get a Zero Res clean and save. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
5:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, crews working with a water main break. This new one here in the Springfield area on Old Key Mill Road in the westbound lanes. I don't know if they're trying to let the eastbound side get by. They're still trying to assess the situation. So heads up for all on Old Key Mill Road westbound and, well, eastbound as well, off of I-95 west of Backlick Road. So a lot of water still gushing down the roadway there. No problems on Interstate 95. You're looking good here. Coming up Stafford here early on, up through to the Beltway. Good ride across 14th Street Bridge. Bridges into town had no only problems there. DC 295 looks good off of 50 and the BW Parkway, heading down past Benning Road, East Capitol Street. It's the service roadway right near Eastern Avenue that's closed because of police activity. But the main lines of Kenilworth, 295 open. 270, we're open for business. Frederick down to the Beltway. Nice and quiet. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Average high 44, today sunny 51. Tonight down to 38, suburbs colder. Tomorrow 61, increasing clouds. And we get a little rain tomorrow night, chance of rain on Sunday. Sunday's highs in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Right now 20 in Centerville, 22 in Gaithersburg, 30 degrees in Washington. President Trump says he would apologize for retweeting a series of videos claiming to show Muslims assaulting people. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Guess what? It's Friday. Happy Friday morning. Yay! Joining us at 6:05, it's Peter Morici, economist with the University of Maryland. We'll talk to him about Davos and deal-making at the Dow at a record high. At 6:35, Hans von Spakovsky from the Heritage Foundation is with us to talk about those FBI texts and immigration. 7:15, Andrew McCarthy from the National Review. He wrote a piece on why Hillary was never going to be indicted, and he lays it all out. At 8:05, Josh Kroshauer from the National Journal on the president's immigration framework. I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Vince Colonnese.
Well, good morning. Everybody outraged. Everybody. The right, the left, nobody's happy. Oh, you said it's 2018? Is that what it's about? It must be a Friday. Everyone upset about the president's immigration framework released yesterday by the White House. And when I say that, the reason for that is there's a wide variety of things. But just to give you a sense right now of how upset people are, you've got the left, which was referring to this as a bill of cruelty. The Statue of Liberty weeps. I've heard people attacking it as white nationalist. And I was shocked. My jaw hit the floor when I saw those allegations because the bill offers a pathway to citizenship. Citizenship, for what the White House is saying, is 1.8 million people. Citizenship. 1.8 million people. That's a lot bigger than that 690,000 DACA recipients number that we've been talking about for quite a while. And that's not all. By the way, You've got Mark Krikorian, who we've spoken to a lot on this program, tough on immigration. He's in the sense that he wants to enforce the law. He wants to scale back legal immigration. He wants to, but he's gone so far as to say, okay, I'm willing to make some trade here. He's not happy at this with this at all. Tweeting last night, it's time to burn your MAGA hats. It's time to burn your MAGA hats, he says. Send me pics, I'll retweet. So, and why is that? Because he's upset about the implications of chain migration. That this notion that what this bill will do will basically say, look, the White House says, yeah, we want to scale back chain migration. But it will allow the current backlog of chain migration to continue for what Mark says is 17 years. That's a long time. And there's a lot of people who are upset about this morning. There are some who are fine with it. It seems like Republicans in Congress are totally okay with it. they're like, okay, this is good. This is a good framework. But as I'm going through the details this morning, I want to know from you, are you okay with this? Are you happy with this? Is this for you deal or no deal? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Here are the top lines. Border security. This is the White House framework, by the way, I'm reading from. Securing the southern and northern border of the United States takes a combination of physical infrastructure, technology, personnel, resources, authorities, and the ability to close legal loopholes that are exploited by smugglers, traffickers, cartels, criminals, and terrorists. They want a $25 billion trust fund for that border wall system and $5 billion for border security. DACA legalization. They want to provide legal status for DACA recipients, which in the end is going to result in citizenship. This is a 10 to 12 year path to citizenship with requirements for work, education, and what the White House is calling good moral character. 1.8 million people. They want to have clear eligibility requirements to mitigate fraud, they say. Pretty sure that's not going to stop the magnet effect of all of this, but that's what they're going to try and do. Also, they want to protect what they say they want to protect the nuclear family. That's a different way of saying that they want to limit chain migration. They want to take it away from the extended family, which is to say you're in the country already. You can bring everybody else in. No more. After what Mark Krikorian is saying, 17 years, you'll have a situation where you can only bring in your spouse or your children. And then that'll be it. And then also they want to eliminate the lottery and repurpose those visas. The visa lottery selects individuals at random to come to the United States, the White House points out, without consideration of skills, merits, or public safety. The program's riddled with fraud and abuse and does not serve the national interest. Eliminate that lottery and reallocate the visas to reduce the family-based backlog and highly skilled employment backlog. That backlog is the tricky. That's the spot. Although that's such a small sentence in this readout, that's the spot that you've got that has people who are tough on immigration saying, "Whoa, whoa, wait a minute, that's going to take a long time. 17 years? Boy, that is a long time." So a lot of people upset by this. 888-630-9625. Are you upset?
Yeah, and Mark Krikorian goes on to say here that the fact that amnesty would include a path to citizenship is fine if you're going to amnesty illegal aliens, just rip the Band-Aid off, get it over with. But he said it would be fine if the amnesty were confined to those who now actually have DACA work permits, or even those who had them but didn't renew. It would be then giving them amnesty would be relatively straightforward. But if you're going to include all the people who didn't bother registering for DACA, but right. Claim, but I'm really eligible, but I didn't bother. You know, I didn't do what I was supposed to do. We're going to give them another free pass. Well, I know you were supposed to do it, but you didn't do it. So now we're going to set up an entire new process to now process all of you as well. Yeah. He said, this is just going to create a huge bureaucratic nightmare. If they didn't register for DACA, well, then you know what? Guess what? You should have done the right thing. You chose once again to not do the right thing. So guess what? Done. Sorry.
You missed your window.
Yeah, you missed it. You should have done it. How many of us would get that kind of a free pass? Well, I know I should have paid my taxes, but I didn't. Does the IRS go, no problem. You know what? You do that paperwork now. We'll process it. No big deal. No, they don't do that. We, as a citizen, we don't get breaks when we don't comply with the law. Why should we give these people breaks like that?
Yeah, there are a whole bunch of political cross currents going on here, which lead me to believe that this bill is not going to make it very far. Meaning, in the end, by the 2018 midterms, we're probably not going to see this work. But Maybe. I mean, there's a lot of pressure on Capitol Hill to get something done on DACA. I know that there's been some reporting on the fact that Stephen Miller had a conference call last night with some of the people who are tougher on immigration, and they were not happy. The White House having this call trying to kind of set minds at ease, and it sounds like there's a lot of shouting going on this phone call. Not a lot of eased minds here taking on this proposal. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, you know, when we talk about the numbers, seems they're saying 1.8 million, but you also talk about the chain migration and immigration cuts. The outline from the White House, according to Mark Krikorian, says that no new applications for the visa lottery and chain migration categories would be accepted. It would limit family immigration to spouses and minor children, but it provides, as you said, for the continuation of those categories and the reallocation of the lottery visas until the admission of all 4 million people on the current chain migration waiting list. And they say that was the same thing. And they, as you said, 17 years.
How much do you think?
4 million. So you're talking almost 6 million people now.
How much do you think that backlog grows today?
Well, that's the problem.
How much do you think that all of a sudden the people who've been waiting to like clock in their chain migration like applications, all of a sudden that just explodes? I'm just amazed that that this happened, for one, and the other, that the White House is coming up with this proposal, and I'll explain why in a moment. Why I am, because there are some Trump defenders who aren't, obviously, who are not ready to burn their MAGA hats, who aren't listening to what Mark Krikorian is suggesting here, and they see this as something a little bit different. And I'll explain where they're coming from and kind of get an assessment of what you think of it all this morning. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
It's 5:15. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5's, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning.
It is a good morning. It's Friday.
It's Friday.
All right, here we go. Virginia, crews with a water main break off of I-95 in the Springfield area. It's going to be on Old Keene Mill Road as you head westbound after Backlick Road, right near Commerce Street, and they're still trying to assess the situation, but closing down the westbound side initially, again, on Old Keene Mill Road. I'll keep you posted there. 66, here we go. Good morning to you out of Gainesville, Beltway, through Falls Church. Quiet. I have no problems reported on the Beltway. 270, Maryland 95. You're off to a good start leaving the Baltimore Beltway to our Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, sunny, high of 51. Tonight, mainly clear skies with a low of 38. Tomorrow, Saturday, sunshine early, becoming cloudy later in the day with a high of 61. And then Sunday, rain, highs in the low 50s. Currently in our nation's capital, 29 degrees at 5:16 on WMAL.
Okay, so the president of the United States, the White House, the president, he's in Davos. But while he's there, the White House has released a framework for an immigration plan calling for citizenship for at least 1.8 million people over a course of 10 to 12 years. Also calling for some of their other priorities of getting rid of that diversity visa lottery, reallocating those visas to finishing off the current chain migration backlog, which, again, Mark Krikorian points out will take about 17 years, and then limiting that chain migration, just the nuclear family after that, basically going forward if they were able to get a bill passed. If I didn't mention it, border security, $25 billion for the wall, $5 billion for other border security measures.
You know, we talk about, because these people are already in the system, and
yep,
so they're already processing their third cousin's aunt's uncle,
yep,
you know, to come here because they're in the system already. So we should really do that.
70% of all immigration on an annual basis is chain migration.
And they're already in the process, so we should continue to allow them to do that. Well, what about people who live in states like Maryland with high with state and local taxes? Well, the rules changed midstream, and you can only deduct up to $10,000 now. Does anybody say, well, you know what, they've been deducting for years, and they're already in the system like that, so we should continue to allow them to do that? It's just not fair.
Right.
No. If the rules change midstream, well, welcome to America, sweetheart.
The argument here for people who are holding their fire, especially Trump supporters, who are like, wait a second, Mark, I'm going to keep that MAGA hat. I like it. It's pristine. It's red. And I like the words, make America great again. They are saying, look, this is just the starting offer.
It's only going to get worse.
This is the president's starting bid. My hesitation there is, wait a second, this is the starting bid? 1.8 million for citizenship? 17-year backlog, which is going to be finally fulfilled, of chain migration before we start seeing a narrowing of who we consider part of chain migration. That's already starting much closer to what the Democrats want than what any Republican hardliner wants on immigration. You start with your toughest offer, right? And you go into the car dealership, you start with your toughest offer. You don't get halfway there and say, at some point, I'm going to reel this back. So anyway, that's where the negotiation is at this moment. It's good to watch, though, because we don't have legislation yet. And this is the perfect time to talk about it before things get moving too far along. Sam, who's in Alexandria, has got some thoughts on it this morning. Sam, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. I've been a fan of Donald Trump since the beginning. And when he comes out with something that both of them, meaning Democrats and Republicans, are really upset about, to me, that's somewhere in the middle. And I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, you know, Sam, I would tend to agree with you, except here's the issue with that particular point. It's Democratic lawmakers and the Democratic base who are upset with it. And then on the Republican side, it's just the Republican base. Very few actual Republican lawmakers are upset with this because they're kind of okay with this. In general, most of them are okay with an amnesty. A lot of them, like, are, you know, not that worried about it. And that's what worries me. When it's their base and not the lawmakers who are upset, then that's not going after the swamp. That's going after people in the American public who are not pleased. And that's a little bit different.
Yeah.
Sam, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, I think... I agree with what you said before you spoke to Sam about, I thought, you know, the art of the deal, you start off with your best offer. You ask for everything in the beginning. You don't ask for just part of what you want and then hope to get more. No, you ask for everything and then back down from there.
Right. Exactly.
So I have to tell you, I'm not super happy right now.
All right. Well, you're not alone in that. There's a lot of people who feel that way. Jason Riley from the Wall Street Journal was on Special Report last night, and he had a very interesting point about whether or not the Democrats even want a deal here. Listen to Jason.
I think the real question here, we don't know the answer to, is whether Democrats really want a deal or whether they want this issue for the midterm elections. Dick Durbin reveals what the president said at a private meeting to blow up any discussions. Chuck Schumer's kind of come out and said a wall is off the table, knowing that that will end discussions. Do the Democrats really want a deal, or do they just want this issue to bash Republicans with come November?
I don't think the Democrats precisely know what they want, which is to say they are in a hostage situation here. They've got a base that's like has a mafia-like stranglehold on them, and the dues are coming, and they need to pay up. They need to get this DACA amnesty passed. Trump's the loan shark. They can approach Trump and say, hey, we want an amnesty. You want an amnesty? It's going to come with a lot of interest. I'll give it to you. He should do that. He should get a lot of concessions, and he shouldn't back down too quickly. He's got a royal flush in his hand. He should use it effectively. More from you in a moment on this. 522 on WMAL.
Got an idea for a new product or app? Get it off the ground now before it's too late. Call Davison for your free idea starter kit. Get in front of big companies that can help you. 800-294-7417. 800-294-7417. 800-294-7417.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ruprelli of the Cascade Center for Dental Health. You can call me Dr. R, like most of my longtime patients do. Here at the Cascade Center, we've been transforming patients' fear of the dentist into amazing smiles for years. No matter how long it's been since you've seen the dentist, our no fear, no pain, no lecture approach has changed the lives of people who now think of us as family. From the moment you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascade Center for Dental Health difference. Kind, friendly people who only want to help you smile. And with sedation dentistry, you can comfortably sleep your way to that perfect smile in as little as one day. There's only one Cascade Center for Dental Health. Accept no substitutes. Ask for me, Dr. R, or Dr. Haggard, personally.
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascade Center for Dental Health make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
At the Big Screen Store, big game savings start now. Get a Samsung 85-inch 4K TV for just $29.99. Whoa, an 85-inch Samsung 4K for just $29.99? That's big. Or get a curved Samsung 65-inch 4K TV for just $9.99.
Now that's a great price.
The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our price prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Want a new home theater to watch the big games? We've got that comfy cinema seating and an amazing selection of home theater furniture you've always wanted.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Big game savings start now only at the Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
This week on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell.
It comes down to following the good fundamental advice. Save as much as you can, live within your means, make good decisions. But then once we get into the specifics of how to implement those things or how to benefit from those good decisions, you need a plan that's designed specifically for you.
Catch Winter at a new time, Saturdays at noon here on WMAL or online at wintertroxell.com.
It's 525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Nice and quiet, really, around the region. Beltway looks good. Not seeing any delays, backups, no problems on 66. Do have a water main break with a closure in the Springfield area. Virginia, on Old Keene Mill Road coming westbound after Backlick Road, right between Commerce Street and Hanover Avenue, they have that shutdown. Because of the water main break, they're allowing eastbound lanes to get by. You're getting by Interstate 95. Stafford up through to the Beltway, 395 to the 14th Street Bridge, 270. Good run here out of Frederick and down through the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mild weather continues to work back in. We'll get milder until tomorrow, and then we'll get some showers in by tomorrow night. Clear this morning, cold, sunny later, 51. Overnight tonight, mainly clear and 38. Sun and some late-day clouds tomorrow, 61. A little light rain tomorrow night, chance of rain Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stitching, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 29 degrees at 526 on WMAL.
A lot of discomfort about this immigration bill coming from both right and left. People tough on immigration on the right not happy with the proposal out of the White House. What do you think? Harlan is in Winchester this morning. Good morning, Harlan.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you today?
Excellent. What do you make of this, and what do you think of the president here?
I am totally disgusted with a proposal of that. I think whoever made that proposal, whether it's the president or some of the people around it, some of the rhinos there, he just sold out his base. I am one of his loyalist supporters, and I voted for him, and I will never vote for him again. And these rhinos, I will never vote for another Republican again. I am totally disgusted.
Harlan, what's the biggest thing that stands out to you here? Is it the 1.8 million amnesty? Is it the chain migration?
Amnesty should never be there. Okay, this is selling the American people. Bottom line, okay, I am totally disgusted about that.
Yeah,
he's selling citizenship. I bet Harlan, I bet you worked real hard for citizenship.
Yes, I have.
See?
And I immigrated here 40 years ago, okay? And these people did not obey the law, and this is becoming a country that is lawless. I'm sorry to say that. We are totally banana republic right now.
Harlan, thank you so much. I hear what you're saying. Someone I know is here from Vietnam, and we were having a discussion about this, and she said that the people around here, you know, they don't like Trump. You can't say you like Trump, and you know. And I said, I know. And she said, I came here. I worked hard to become an immigrant, and that's why she voted for President
yes.
Trump. And she feels the same way Harlan does about any kind of amnesty yeah. for people who
get a
come
couple
here
immigrants'
legally.
Opinions on this.
Yeah,
that's what we're doing.
Legal immigrants.
Hans von Spakovsky will join us at 6:35. This morning on this very subject, and also 8:05, Josh Krauscher. Stay tuned for those. 5:28 on WMAL.
The winter is here, and the dirt and grime can be tough on your rugs and carpets. So here's a tip from Joe Hadid. Ask the right questions when you're choosing the company to clean your rugs. Do they clean your rugs in their own facility? Do they hand wash each and every rug? Do they offer stain removal and color restoration? Can you tour the facility where your rugs are going to be cleaned? If you can't answer yes to all these questions, then you need to call Joe Hadid.
For all your Oriental rug cleaning needs, just one call to Joe Hadid.
Joe Hadid has created a new pricing structure, so now everyone can take advantage of the Hadid quality and service. Right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Free pickup and delivery includes moving your furniture, rolling and relaying your rugs, and putting them back exactly where you want them. Minimum purchase is required. For details, go to JoeHadid.com. That's JoeHadid.com.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Combining Eastern and Western Medicine on Wednesday, February 7th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
Hey, it's Zoe with Health Talk with a special offer from my friends at the Roselle Center for Healing. Give the gift of health this holiday, a complete health and wellness assessment, including visits, diagnostics, screenings, and exams, all valued over $400 for just $125. Reach your goals of optimal health and wellness in 2018. Visit RoselleCare.com and click on Holiday Special to learn more and purchase. That's RoselleCare.com or call 703-698-7117.
So a report came out overnight that the president apparently ordered Robert Mueller fired, and it's terrible, and the left has lit their hair on fire over this, but yet the president is saying, nope, fake news once again. All the details. It's 5:30. Time for WMAL News.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. President Trump is set to address attendees of the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland in about 2.5 hours.
President Trump says his trip to the World Economic Forum in Switzerland is a success.
What's your message for everyone here, sir?
Peace, soulmates, and prosperity.
Mr. Trump has been stressing his America First agenda at the event. The president's stance is at odds with some of the world leaders there who favor globalization.
Being part of the global community is good for Canadians. We believe in the open society. We believe in trade. We believe in immigration. We believe it's very important, and this was one of my prime minister's messages here in Davos.
I'm John Lawrence reporting.
President Trump this morning is dismissing a New York Times story as fake news. Citing multiple sources, the paper reports that Mr. Trump last June ordered the firing of special counsel Robert Mueller. Times reporter Maggie Haberman.
It was a couple months after, obviously, he had fired Comey, and it was during a period of time where he was talking both about Mueller and increasingly taking aim at Jeff Sessions. He was very frustrated. He was very angry that this was taking place. There were new reports about Mueller's activity and what he was looking into.
The Times reports the president backed off after White House counsel Donald McGahn threatened to resign over it. Pennsylvania Republican Congressman Patrick Meehan says he will not be seeking re-election. Meehan's been under scrutiny for alleged inappropriate behavior with a longtime female aide. The harsh flu season has put a significant stress on Maryland's hospitals and emergency services. State health officials are now urging only the very sick to go to the emergency room. A decomposing human foot found in somebody's backyard in Springfield last weekend was not a human foot after all, experts now say. They say it was likely a bear paw. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 26,393, the Nasdaq at 74,11. Sports sponsored by Staples. The Wizards lose to the Thunder, the Caps beat the Panthers. College basketball, the Maryland women win again. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Staples has great prices on everything you need to print. Now get up to $80 off select HP OfficeJet Pro printers as HP celebrates 30 years of helping small business succeed. Ends 127. Restrictions may apply. See staples.com for details. Staples, it's pro time.
It's a brand new year, and you've made your New Year's resolutions, haven't you? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Millions of people make resolutions, but most don't stick with them. Give yourself an edge and call us at Edelman Financial Services. For more than 30 years, we've been helping people just like you set goals and create a plan to achieve them. Whether you want a plan for retirement, save for college, buy a second home, or whatever. Take advantage of the new year. You've been wanting to get your personal finances in order, and now's your chance. 35,000 families around the country have turned to Edelman Financial Services for financial planning and investment management. Come see why they've made that choice. We have a local office convenient for you. Call us at 888-PLAN-RIC. That's 888-PLAN-RIC. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'll get right to the point with a smart recommendation. If you're planning on selling your home, call my friends and trusted realtors, Debbie and Sarah Reynolds with Keller Williams. Debbie and Sarah will guarantee the sale of your home, or they'll buy it for cash at a price acceptable to you. Guaranteed in writing. They're confident that they'll sell your home because they already have over 5,500 exclusive buyers looking to buy right now. Who you choose to sell your home is critical. Debbie and Sarah net their sellers 6% more on average. That's $30,000 more on average. It all adds up to results. The Reynolds team sold over 400 homes over the past 12 months, to the point guaranteed sold, ready buyers netting more dollars on average and selling your home faster. It's why hundreds of families chose the Reynolds team to sell their home and why you should too. You get the point. Call Debbie and Sarah Reynolds now, 844-344-SOLD, or online at DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Here's an idea for a vacation that's special this year. It's Chris Plant inviting you to join me on a luxurious 7-day Mediterranean sea cruise from Venice to Rome, August 4th on the luxurious all-suite and all-inclusive Regent Seven Seas Voyager. We'll be visiting the Croatian cities of Split and incredible Dubrovnik, Durres in Albania, the Greek island of Corfu, Sicily, and then on to Sorrento, Italy. It's a great value because included in our special all-inclusive WMAL pricing is free beverages throughout the ship. Select wine, beer, premium spirits, and soft drinks. Free shore excursions, free Wi-Fi, prepaid gratuities. Plus, we'll have some get-togethers, too. Join me on this trip of a lifetime. Call the travel store at 800-777-6540. That's 800-777-6540. Or log on to WML.com/cruise.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, with the water main break in the Springfield area, off of I-95 westbound, if you use Old Keene Mill Road, after Backlick Road, they have a stretch of the westbound lanes closed between Commerce Street and Hanover Avenue. Again, due to this water main break and just trying to get the water stopped in that stretch. So it looks like it'll be a while. On Interstate 95, Dale City toward Woodbridge, Occoquan, seeing a little bit of the volume on the increase. Beltway, fantastic. Looks good. Maryland and Virginia. That looks good even past Old Georgetown Road where we had the earlier road work. On 270 South, Urbana and Hyattstown, seeing a little bit of a stop and go, but that's about it. Beyond good shape down through to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clear today, 51. Tonight will fall back only to 38 degrees. The suburbs will be a little colder. Saturday, sunshine to clouds, 61 degrees. The rain comes in late Saturday night. Chance of rain Sunday. Sunday's highs, low 50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Right now, 23 in Leesburg, 20 in Greenbelt, 29 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning. Busy morning for you. Coming up, Peter Morici is a University of Maryland economist. Going to join us at 6:05 this morning as the president's in Davos and the stock market keeps doing well. Hans von Spakovsky at 6:35. He'll join us from the Heritage Foundation. 7:15, Andrew McCarthy from National Review will be with us. And then at 8:05, Josh Krauscher from National Journal. I'm Vince Colonnese, and I'm with Mary Walter.
So some news came out last night from the New York Times reporting that they allege that President Trump ordered Robert Mueller to be fired. But he backed down off of it when White House counsel Don McGahn allegedly threatened to resign. And that's what they're reporting.
Right.
According to what they're saying, President Trump told top officials this past June that he wanted him out. So this happened in June. And Fox News
went to another source, as they should when you're investigating something like this, to find out, hey, do you know anything about this? So this source, adding to this story, clarifying this story, said, well, at the time, the White House Chief of Staff, Reince Priebus, and Steve Bannon, who was also at the White House at the time, believed that Trump would fire Mueller, and they were worried about the political fallout. The source told Fox News that they said that this is going to blow up, which it would have. Had he fired Robert Mueller, we can only imagine what the left would have run to the microphones, hair all lit, and you know how this is obstruction. They would have been screaming, obstruction, obstruction of justice. All right. So White House lawyer Ty Cobb declined to comment on either what the source told Fox News or the New York Times report out of respect for the Office of the Special Counsel and its process. Now, according to the Times report, they cited four people who were told of the matter, that Trump claimed that Mueller had three conflicts of interest that disqualified him from overseeing the investigation into the alleged collusion. Here are the conflicts that they claim Trump cited. The fact that Mueller had been interviewed to replace James Comey the day before he was appointed to the special counsel in May. Mm-hmm. So that's a clear conflict of interest. Another alleged conflict that Trump cited was that Mueller had once resigned his membership at Trump National Golf Club in Northern Virginia in a dispute over fees. So there was an animosity there. So he wasn't impartial. The Times also reported that Don McGahn told White House officials that Trump would not carry out Mueller's firing on his own. They don't say what the third conflict is. They only talk about two. The Times also reported that Trump considered firing Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and elevating Associate Attorney General Rachel Brand to oversee Mueller's investigation. The report does not say what the rationale was for this. Now, the response from Democrats, as I said, swift to all of this because, oh my, he thought about firing Rob Mueller. He thought about it.
Right.
Senator Mark Warner from Virginia, who's the vice chair of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, said that if the report in the Times is true, that Trump has crossed a red line, he went on to say any attempt to remove the special counsel, pardon key witnesses, or otherwise interfere in the investigation would be a gross abuse of power, and all members of Congress from both parties have a responsibility to our Constitution and to our country to make that clear immediately. Now, the Mooch, Anthony Scaramucci, said that he slammed the reports. He said, so he thought about it. It's irrelevant. Trump did not end up firing Mueller. So he was on with Chris Cuomo discussing this on CNN yesterday. And Chris Cuomo asked him about whether any of this is true. Did he have any knowledge of this? And here's what he had to say.
Anthony is in Davos. That's where the president is. Just for some context here, Anthony, last month you said the president is too smart to fire Mueller. When you said that, did you know what he had been trying to do last June?
I actually didn't know, but it's totally irrelevant because he actually didn't fire Mueller. And I find it very ironic that this information is coming out while he's here in Davos, while he's had great fanfare. And so, you know, you and me, I would love to get a look at somebody like Steve Bannon's phone records to see who he's talking to and how this information is out there.
Well, Bannon, that seems to be the source here, according to Anthony Scaramucci, that he may be one of those four people. Didn't end well for Bannon in the White House, so, you know, wouldn't be total. And by the way, he's got a reputation for actually speaking to the press a lot. So, and Scaramucci's regularly said that. So I guess he's pinning Bannon in part with the blame here for a story like this.
Anybody else wondering why Scaramucci's in Davos? Am I the only one wondering why he's
filthy rich? That's why. He wants to hang out with the rich people. Come on.
It's insanely expensive to go. It's like $29,000. It's crazy.
He's worth many millions.
I guess.
He can handle
I guess
it.
The president's there, so he's going to go.
Yeah.
But he's right. The president is allowed to have discussions about this. Is it obstruction to even think about firing Mueller to have that discussion? Why is that crossing a red line? I think the Mooch is right here, where he says that so he's allowed to have these discussions. He didn't wind up firing Mueller, so why is this a big deal?
That's the point.
Exactly.
I mean, a couple things. He could have fired Mueller. The political firestorm around that would have been insufferable, but he could have fired Mueller in terms of what's within his rights. He's in charge. He can do that.
Yeah.
But he hasn't. And since that time, he's actually cooperated and made a big show of cooperating up to the point that we just saw this past week, him saying literally in the last 3 days, I'm happy to sit down with him. Let's do it. Let's do it under oath. That is the exact opposite behavior than what's being alleged. There's a fantasy world being built around him right now that somehow he tried to fire Robert Mueller and therefore he's evil. It didn't happen, and in fact, he's cooperating.
And you talk about the cooperating. The campaign has provided 1.4 million pages of documents to the special counsel, and they have also received all search terms and a comprehensive log. So no fighting, unlike the previous administration. Transparency.
And to reiterate, the president referred to this report as fake news just in the last few hours.
Mm-hmm. So, again, the left, this will be the Light Your Hair on Fire episode of the week. 543 on WMAL.
Zero Res can have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. For a clean that lasts, book at ZeroResDC.com. That's ZeroResDC.com.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has well over 30 years of experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can restore a full arch of teeth with a variety of sedation options to keep you completely relaxed and comfortable. Did you know losing one or more of your teeth can affect your smile, your ability to chew properly, and change the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging? Dental implant treatments created from state-of-the-art materials using the latest technology are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. In most cases, I can provide teeth in a day, so you'll leave my office with a perfect new smile. And for our half-year patients, you can even sleep through the entire procedure. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call McMillan Sedation Dentistry, 703-503-9490. Online at SmileEasy.com. That's SmileEasy.com.
Hey, Vince Colonnais here. When I'm looking for something with power, performance, and the feeling of ultimate luxury, I get all of those things from Jim Coleman Cadillac in Bethesda. Trust me, nothing beats a Cadillac from Jim Coleman Cadillac. For the very best deal, tell Pat Coleman that Vince sent you.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom.
The Del Walmsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
More and more people are choosing to work during retirement. Many are opting for more flexible hours or are pursuing a new and different career. As you make these decisions, it's important to review your assets, cash flow, and expenses. Hi, I'm Simon Hamilton from the Wise Investor Group. We manage investments for our clients and would be happy to help you plan your retirement.
To reach Simon, call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
This weekend, the SGK Gun Show returns to the Fredericksburg Expo Center at Central Park. Hunters, collectors, sportsmen, visit the Fredericksburg Expo Center for SGK's biggest show ever. Tickets available online at guns-knives.com or at the door. That's the Fredericksburg Gun Show this weekend.
5:45, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5 Series, Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Mary, we're off to a pretty good start. Just a few hiccups here on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Coming southbound, heads up if you're right near and approaching the exit for Route 100. That's where the crash just reported. A lot of that activity on the exit ramp as well. So again, that's on the BW Parkway south near 100. 95 in good shape, 29 all heading down toward the Beltway without any trouble. Same scoop with 270. Just a little bit of tap on the brakes in Urbana at the exit for 109, so no surprises there. Now, Virginia, we have a water main break. Activity in Springfield closing the westbound lanes of Old Keene Mill Road. So if you normally take Old Keene Mill Road coming off of I-95, this will be after Backlick Road between Hanover Avenue and Commerce Street. That is shut down. Eastbound lanes are open. Lanes are open heading through town. D.C. 295 as you come off of 50 in the BW Parkway, and that's quiet right now. Just a little bit sluggish near Benning Road, but alongside Kenilworth Avenue and Eastern Avenue. It's in the service roadway closed with police department activity. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
On a pretty good run now. Temperatures going way above average the next couple of days. Warmest day of the next few will be tomorrow. Average high 44. Clear today, 51. Tonight will fall back only to 38 degrees. The suburbs will be a little colder. Saturday, sunshine to clouds, 61 degrees. The rain comes in late Saturday night. Chance of rain Sunday. Sunday's highs low 50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgick, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 29 degrees at 547 on WMAL. Remember those missing text messages between Strzok and Paige? Guess what? They found found them.
Of course they did. Of course they did.
They found them. Oh, look, they're over here. Who knew?
Well, at least they found them.
Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz says his office, quote, succeeded in using forensic tools to recover text messages from FBI devices, including text messages between Mr. Strzok and Ms. Page that were sent or received between December 14th, 2016 and May 17th, 2017.
What an annoying little scandal that was. I mean, it's not a little scandal, but a little in terms of just the amount of time that it went on. We find out they're missing, and then just a couple days later, they're like, oh, psych, we found them. And, like, why did we have to go through that rigmarole? Why? I mean, if your inspector general was looking into it in the first place, why didn't you just go through the forensic recovery pattern and just get it before we had to go through all of this?
I'm telling you right now, between what happened last night, what we were just discussing about the New York Times reporting that President Trump ordered Robert Mueller fired, he dare have the discussion and ultimately didn't do it, that conversation was leaked. They couldn't find the emails. They're going. You're going to see more and more of this happen, I believe, as these committees get closer and closer to the truth about what really happened during the campaign with finding Hillary Clinton innocent, deciding not innocent, but they decided not to prosecute her because she didn't really mean to. Mm-hmm. Because I believe that this all goes back, it's tied up in the Obama administration. I think you're going to see, as they get closer and closer, you're going to see more and more roadblocks thrown in the path and more coming out on Trump to try to discredit him and take the focus off of that and put it on him. Mm-hmm. So this, to me, is just a speed bump. They knew that there was going to be an uproar. But I think they thought that, like, the Lois Lerner emails Hillary Clinton's emails, that the Republicans were just going to roll over and be frustrated. And it took Judicial Watch to get those things released. But this time it didn't happen. So I think they were a little surprised by that that coming out. According to Horowitz, our efforts to recover any additional text messages is ongoing. And we will provide copies of the text messages that we recover from these devices to the department so that the department's leadership can take any management action it deems appropriate.
Real quick here, you've got yesterday, more texts came out, actually. And just one of the highlights was that on February 25th of 2016, there was a text message exchanged between Strzok and Page suggesting that they were pulling their punches in the Clinton investigation. Page said this: "One more thing. She might be our next president. The last thing you need us going in there loaded for bear. You think she's going to remember or care that it was more DOJ than FBI? Strzok agreed, and said, I called Bill and relayed what we discussed. Bill, we don't know who that is. He agrees. I will email you and redacted. Same. So they talked about this, and that was related to how many personnel from the DOJ and the FBI would be included in the Clinton investigation and how to best set the ratio. They were concerned. She might be the next president. This could be bad. We should not go in there loaded for bear.
See, I'm telling you, this is why those emails, where those texts couldn't be found. They just couldn't be found because they are slow walking as much of this investigation as they possibly can because of what we're going to find. And I think it's just getting warmer and warmer and warmer. And when it comes out, it is going to be unbelievable.
The thing to keep looking out for on this particular story is the media who attempt to minimize the roles of Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. Watch out for that, as people refer to them as simply agents, rank and file. That's not true. This is a little fish, big fish distinction. These two lovers are big fish. Don't let the press tell you otherwise.
And Hans von Spakovsky will be joining us at 6:35 to discuss this further, as will Andrew McCarthy from the National Review. He'll be joining us at 7:15 to give us their take on this. It is 5:51. It's time for El Rushbo.
This could be a game changer, at least in France. Guys who comment on a woman's body or appearance in public may soon face government fines. A penalty of about $100 for each violation will be issued to anybody who infringes the freedom of movement of women in public spaces and undermines self-esteem and the right to security. Apparently, things are so bad in French cities that women are opting to wear trousers instead of skirts for fear of being groped. So now men who follow women down streets or who block their path or make loud comments about the way women look are going to be fined, even if they compliment them. The bill's going to go to Parliament this week. It was conceived by France's Secretary of State for Equality, who is a looker. Oh, wait. Can't say. Never mind. Can't say that. Anyway, and it's subjective anyway. She may not be a looker to you. Look, it doesn't matter if this works or not. It's going to be hailed as a success. It's only a matter of time before feminists try to import it here in the name of equality and justice. So bring it. I have a long history of opposing anything that infringes on the freedom of the women's movement. I love the women's movement, especially when walking behind it and noticing it. Yes.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Hiring is important. People are what make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter makes it simple. One click sends your job ad to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. Their smart matching technology will instantly alert quality candidates about your job. That means you'll start getting great candidates with the right experience almost as soon as your job is posted. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You have no desire to do anything to get up, to move.
Dr. Will Sauve at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression with TMS therapy at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment, because so many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
I don't know where I would be or what I would have done without TMS.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com.
It's 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, be a quick look at traffic. Not too much happening around town. Just watch Virginia commuters, Interstate 95 coming northbound through Woodbridge. Had a minor crash right near 123, and it's quickly over to the shoulder, so that a little bit of a distraction there. In the Springfield area, water main break on the westbound lanes of Old Key Mill Road, closing the westbound side between Hanover Avenue and Commerce Street. This is off of I-95 as you pass Backlick Road. Eastbound lanes are open. 270, just a little bit of volume, Urbana-Hyattstown. And on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, southbound at the exit ramp through Route 100, watch for accident activity there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good-looking Friday forecast, and for that matter, Saturday's not bad either. We could actually approach or get above 60 degrees. Average high 44, today sunny 51. Tonight down to 38, suburbs colder. Tomorrow 61, increasing clouds. And we get a little rain tomorrow night, chance of rain on Sunday. Sunday's highs in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 29 degrees at 5:56, and this traffic and weather is brought to you by Staples.
Staples has great prices on everything you need to print. Now get up to $80 off select HP OfficeJet Pro printers as HP celebrates 30 years of helping small business succeed. Ends 127. Restrictions may apply. See staples.com for details. Staples,
need
it's
garage
pro time.
Door repair? Visit garagedoorrepair.com. Hi, Chris Plant here, and you've probably heard me say that a lot, and here's why. For over 40 years, Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. has been the gold standard for service and repair. Their professional experts truly care about giving you the best experience possible. Hey, nobody wants their garage door to break down, but if it does, you'll be glad you called the experts. So one more time, remember, when you need garage door repair, visit garagedoorrepair.com.
Perhaps you've seen the pictures of mist settling over the resplendent hills and mountains. Surely you've heard the classic melody paying homage to the place we belong. And if you breathe deep, you can imagine the scent of pine-filled air. Winter in West Virginia is where snowflakes disappear on the tongues of skiers, sledders, and hikers, just as memories are etched in their minds. Wild, wonderful West Virginia. Experience it for real at www.gotowv.com.
Are you planning to buy a home, or are you already a homeowner looking to benefit from rising home values with some cash in your pocket before the Fed raises rates again? This is Chris Plant, and my friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial are the mortgage professionals that I recommend. You've heard Mark on this radio station for years, but let me tell you myself why you should call him today. Mark and his team are mortgage experts committed to providing personalized service with the best pricing and products. If that's important to you, call Cornerstone First Financial today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. If stability, consistency, and unmatched integrity are important to you, then take my advice and call my friend Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial. Call 202-625-1221 today. That's 202-625-1221. Online at cornerstonefirst.com. That's cornerstonefirst.com.
Everybody has dreams. A fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with travel photos, ticket stubs, and little moments of glory. Keepsake memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn these dreams into reality. University of Maryland University College offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more. By providing career-relevant skills taught by respected faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area.
This New Year's, make a resolution that's worth keeping. Earning a degree from UMUC can help put you on the path to success. Classes start January 29th. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Coming up on WMAL.
We're going to be joined by Peter Morici. He's a University of Maryland economist. The president's in Davos pitching our economy, trying to convince the world to join us. We'll see what Peter has to say.
Yeah, he's making deals. And Hans von Spakovsky will be joining us at 6:35 from the Heritage Foundation. We'll discuss those FBI texts in detail with Hans and also what he thinks of the president's immigration deal. Or offer. Let's say offer. It's not a deal yet. The offer. It's 6 o'clock. It's time for WMAL News.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. The New York Times reports that President Trump wanted White House lawyer Don McGahn to fire Special Counsel Robert Mueller last June. Times reporter Maggie Haberman.
He ordered the firing of him, and McGahn said, if this happens, I will quit. And that is how it ultimately went away. McGahn is not the first person who has had to quit to impact the president's behavior. John Kelly did a few times early on in his tenure as chief of staff.
Now, speaking in Davos, Switzerland this morning, Mr. Trump responded.
Fake news, folks. Fake news.
What's your message?
Typical New York Times fake stories.
Meanwhile, the president's offering a deal letting dreamers remain in the U.S. legally.
Literally doubling down on what Mr. Trump said Wednesday night, White House aides say as many as 1.8 million dreamers would be allowed to stay in the U.S. with a pathway to citizenship. There are believed to be around 800,000 registered dreamers given legal status by President Obama's order. President Trump figures more dreamers will apply in coming years. In return, however, Mr. Trump will ask for a full $25 billion worth of funding for his border wall and other security measures, along with limits on family chain migration and ending the visa lottery.
Bob Costantini, Capitol Hill.
The new information that's now coming out about last week's Metro Red Line derailment is disturbing to one local member of Congress.
Congresswoman Barbara Comstock's troubled to learn the required weekly tests of Metro's radio system weren't being done, and radio reception was spotty when a Red Line train derailed last week.
What is frustrating, you know, time after time as we see these accident reports is, well, this didn't get done or that didn't get done.
Metro's general manager, Paul Wiedefeld, says skipping the tests is unacceptable.
And that's why we're going a different way to basically outsource that and have it done on a regular basis.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Maryland lawmakers are moving to advance legislation to end parental rights of rapists.
The Senate could debate that bill on the floor as early as today. A House committee has also passed the bill to the floor, where it will be taken up next week. A Virginia Senate panel has rejected a bill that would expand abortion access. The bill would have codified a woman's right to access abortion, and it would have made any law that places a burden on a pregnant woman's ability to get an abortion unenforceable. The 2018 Washington Auto Show kicks off to the public today.
Whether you're shopping for a new model or just want to check out the latest and greatest, tens of thousands of people will be heading to the Washington Auto Show. The event's John O'Donnell says among the attractions.
Our biggest feature in terms of size and arguably fun is the 100,000 square foot indoor ride and drive from Jaguar Land Rover, which is on the lower level of the D.C. Convention Center.
The auto show runs through February 4th. Tickets are $12 for adults and $5 for children. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
An Eastern Shore man escaped with only minor injuries when his friend and fellow hunter mistook him for a turkey and shot him. Police say 66-year-old Dennis Yoder and 67-year-old James Gilbert set up to hunt within about 50 yards of each other the other day. With an obstructed line of sight, Yoder spotted some movement, saw what he thought was the red and white coloring of a turkey, and fired a shotgun. Gilbert yelled that he'd been hit. Yoder drove Gilbert to the hospital, where he was treated for pellet wounds to his head, legs, and hands, and was released. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 26,393. The NASDAQ at 74,11. Sports, the Wizards lose. The Caps win. College basketball, the Maryland women win again to push their record to 18-3. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
At the Big Screen Store, big game savings start now. Get a Samsung 85-inch 4K TV for just $29.99.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. livewithchampion.com.